The Smooth Operator Program of D.C., Maryland, and Virginia reminds drivers to always buckle up and stop aggressive driving. It's the law.
SmoothOperatorProgram.com.
The Don and Mike Show.
No! Kelly Clarkson!
WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I just realized the other night when you cut the power to the church, I was a real dick. Yeah. But it was only because I was worried, you know? Something could happen to you.
It's a nice thing.
You don't understand. Vincent. I love you.
Vincent.
I love you, Johnny Cakes.
How about you, Regis?
No, I must tell you something. I think over the years I've lost about 6.5 inches.
Here it is.
If you want it, here it is.
Come and get it.
Time for another webisode of the Don and Mike program.
Rod, stop that. It's silly. Very silly indeed.
Webisode.
I webbed you. That means you got the apartment.
Big.
All right. This would probably be a good time for a bowel movement.
About it, Matt Lauer.
But when we're talking about things like loose stool and oily discharge, at best they sound annoying, but I would imagine on the other end of the spectrum, they can get fairly severe. And some of the educational material on this drug actually says you might want to think about bringing an extra pair of pants to work with you. I mean,
here's the problem.
That's extreme.
If this pill blocks the fat from being absorbed in your intestine. Yes. If the fat doesn't get absorbed in your intestine, it has to come out of your body. Yeah. And it has to come out of your body the only obvious way. So it doesn't mean you have bad bowel habits.
Now, see, there's where he's a bad interviewer. That's when you look at the science editor for NBC and say, what a obvious way would that be? Explain it to me.
Hi there, dads. Dads and grads.
Dads and grads. It's that time of year, everybody.
It's Father's Day this weekend, the greatest, most unknown, made-up holiday in the history of the world.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to celebrate it now. And the short shaft that the dads get on Father's Day by playing what my dad doesn't know won't hurt him. Here we go. Crap detectors on, everybody.
Everybody got them on. Yes, they're all secured, sir.
Ready. All right, let's double check with our password.
Just a bunch of white trash.
And here's our first call. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Welcome to the game.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome, sir. $1,000 is what we're playing for. Also, tickets to go see Frank Caliendo at the Borgata in Atlantic City. And you get a real nice room at the Borgata and dinner as well.
You can win your $1,000 and then go get rid of it as quickly as you win it.
I don't think $1,000 will I'll be getting an ass whooping for all this. $1,000 won't do it.
I got to tell you
so
that
scary bad.
With Mike, that is a tell right away that someone is lying.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
But we'll nonetheless let you tell us, what is it that your father doesn't know that you would like to tell him today?
Oh, and you know what we should qualify? It's something about you. You know, it's not really about the father.
Right. Or it could be, you know, actually, I think everything we've done, it could be about the family. It could be.
Yeah.
But you've got to be involved in it.
You've got to be involved in
some
it.
Way.
It's got to be something you did.
Right. Or you were involved and you had a hand in. Hey. Yeah.
Hey, guys, it's just a joke.
So what is it about you and Big Russ?
When I was younger, I pleasured myself with my father's shop rags, and he used them to wax the John Deere.
Right. Goodbye.
Yeah. Bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye. Crap detector.
Don't think you're going to burn in hell over that. Right. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Might get a nasty infection.
Hello. Who's this?
Radio Guides. It's Brian.
Hi, Brian. What is it your dad doesn't know?
I actually snipped through and found I was hoping to find a stash of porn, but I only found one Playboy. And then the bastard I was, I used an X-Acto knife and cut some of the pictures out of it to make my own little mini scrapbook for taking to middle school.
How have you lived with yourself, son?
Wow.
How have you lived with yourself?
Yeah.
Later,
Playboys. So, you know, really, in this day and age, isn't that almost normal behavior?
I love Don and Mike's show. He sucked. Hello, who's this?
Hello?
Let me rephrase that. What's your name?
Hey, Don and Mike, this is Josh.
Hi there, Josh.
Very good. You're figuring out ways to communicate.
What is it that your dad doesn't know, sir?
He's actually going to kill me for actually letting him know about this one.
Of course he is,
everybody's
yes.
Everybody's got to stop saying that because that's Mike's tell that makes Mike's hand go into a fist.
Don't tell him that they need to stop doing that. I like my tells.
Whenever someone says, my dad's going to be really upset, you'll hear this sound. And that's the sound of Mike's fist hitting the console.
Yes, in anger.
Yeah. Go ahead.
He had a vintage 69 Camaro SS, and it was supposed to go to me. But one evening, he ended up losing it in a poker game. Well, before everything was said and done, I ran outside, and I put a 5-pound bag of sugar in the gas tank. And instead of the guy actually taking it, he had to pay him $1,000. And then he had to turn around and scrap the car. Shut up.
Mike's hand has spoken.
The hand has spoken.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
What's your name? Didn't work for me.
Hi, what's your name?
Hello.
I got the magic touch with our consumers today, Mike.
You didn't get the name, though.
Our customers. Hi there, what's your name?
Oh, dear. Ma'am?
Having said that, you
this
are...
is Angela?
With a capital C.
Now she talks. Now that the tapes are playing.
Hello, Angela.
Hi.
How are you?
Fine, how are you?
My God, just push right on through.
Somebody give me a C.
Hello?
Angela, are you out in the wind?
Yeah.
Are you out in the wind? Angela.
No.
Angela. Yes. This is going to work. Angela.
Yes.
This is going to work really well if you, what's that in the background?
A truck, perhaps? I'm on the highway.
Angela?
Something stinks like stale French fries.
I'm afraid we must move on, Angela.
Yes, this can't be done. We'll never know.
Just put vaginal odor for that one, Mike.
VO.
Something stinks like stale French fries.
Hello. I like that he laughs at the end of that.
That's the Christopher Walken laugh.
Hello, Donna Mike. Who's this, please?
Hey, guys.
What's your name?
Chris.
Hi, Chris. What is it that your dad doesn't know, sir?
When I was 18 years old, I was arrested for credit card fraud.
When you were 18?
Yep.
All right, now we're getting closer. This is not necessarily one that we would use. It's almost a building process here. Right. This one is not thick enough, but, you know, thanks for calling the show.
All right.
Thanks for not being a total loser like all the other idiots that have called thus far.
Thanks, guys.
You're very welcome.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
That was nice. That was very pleasant with the felon.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, we're great. Who is this?
Barry.
Barry, what is it your dad doesn't know?
When I was 12, my father's like totally against, drugs and alcohol and whatever. So he used to smoke a pipe instead of cigarettes. You know, so one day, you know, I decided to put, you know, besides tobacco, something fun in the pipe. He asked me to get the pipe for him.
Yes.
So, you know, he smoked his pipe, and about an hour later, he was totally goofy, and it was the funniest thing in the world because he had no clue.
That'd be Barry, 12 years. 12 years old, you did this?
Yep.
12 years old, you put pot in your father's pipe?
Yep.
And he didn't notice it?
He had no clue because I put the tobacco on top.
Yeah, so you actually spiked your dad's pipe?
Yeah.
He didn't smell it or anything?
He had no clue.
I'm sure we can do better than this guy.
Okay.
Yeah, and there's just a little bit. It's not going overtime. It's really not. It's on vibrate, and it's just a slight tingle.
I mean, if the dad had had some nervous reaction, mm-hmm. had flipped out. And,
fell down. You know, if he was older, my crap detector's going off that he was 12 years old, and he did this. I just don't believe it. His dad.
Well, not to give anybody ideas out there, but, like, you know, I mean, like, if your dad pulled, as I like to call it, an O'Mara.
total wig out.
Yeah, like the first time Mike ever smoked
pot. It wasn't the first time. It was the first time
you smoked pot with me, and we were at an airport, and you wigged out like you have never wigged out before.
I think it might have been the second time.
Really?
What happened the first time is when we got
those. Are you a pothead, O'Mara?
First time was those gray jerseys.
Okay.
Because that was just as good as the next time was bad, and then never again. Seriously, I mean, 20 years ago, and I've never done it since.
You had a good experience the first time.
And a horrible one. Well, it's because it was too much.
I forgot what a good experience you had the first time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Those
very, very kind of easy, light deal, and then the second time
was... That was a good day, wasn't it?
Yes, it was a good day. The second time was, that's it for me.
Yeah.
That was it for me. So, yeah, but, you know, the 12-year-old Barry, no, I don't buy it.
Not thick enough. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Who's this? Hello.
It's Tony.
Tony, what is it about your dad that he doesn't know, sir?
For years, he takes Tylox, which is like a Percocet in a capsule form. For years, I've been taking them apart and dumping them out and replacing them with sugar. And he doesn't know that.
So you went and filled your dad's pills with sugar?
Yep.
If this is true, this could be a finalist. Let me ask our pharmacist on duty, Buzz.
Hi.
Sir, what type of pills are they?
It's a Tylox. It's an off-brand of Percocet. It's 5 milligrams oxycodone and 500 milligrams of acetaminophen.
Tony, what would be the reason you're doing this?
Because I like them.
You want to get for yourself.
Oh, yeah, you take them yourself.
That's why I said you could be a finalist, right?
Okay, yeah, now I buy it.
So, but Buzz, here is my question for you.
Right.
Does Vike come in, like, I'm thinking like a contact type capsule with all the little balls inside?
I haven't seen it that way, but there are generic versions of it, and it's entirely possible.
Well, it's a white powder. It's actually called Tylox.
All right. Tylox.
How long ago did you do this?
This has probably been about 5 or 6 years now, but I did it for, I don't know, about 3 years in a row.
For 3 years.
How many, like, out of, say, a regular prescription, and these would be capsules?
Right, they're capsules, and I would buy most of them. And sometimes when I get down to the end, I would only, like, take half the powder out. You know, I didn't want to completely, screw him over. But
was your dad in pain?
I think he liked them, too.
What was his ailment that he got the prescription in the first place?
Back, knees, that type of thing.
Makes sense.
Hold on a second.
Tony went and replaced his pills with sugar and took them for himself.
That's thick enough to be a finalist.
Tylox, is that what he said?
Yes.
And Tylox, T-Y-L-O-X.
It's real and does come in capsules.
All right, hold on, Tony, and thank you, Pharmacist Buzz.
That's a pretty good one.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show. Who's this? Hi.
Hey, this is Rob. How are you guys doing?
Hi there, Rob. We're doing great. Rob, what is it that your dad doesn't know?
My dad doesn't know. Well, about 10 years ago, his visa expired, and he doesn't know that I called the INS to try and hasten the process of him leaving the country. Tried to get him deported back.
Why? Why would you try to have your own father deported?
Well, he's my stepdad, but the only
I'm sorry.
He's all
no, stepdads allowed.
Stepdads do not count.
Must come from your dad's junk.
And I guess if he was going to call him, he didn't succeed in getting him deported.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Who's this?
Greater God, this is Patrick.
Hey, Patrick, what is it your dad doesn't know?
All right, when I turned 18, I took a trip over to California. Got a flat tire in Nebraska. And they told me that, or I told them that I just got a new tire and went on my way. He didn't know that the guys there were queer as hell.
Patrick the liar, ladies and gentlemen.
Hello. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
They'll like this one.
Hello. Who's this? Hi, what's your name?
Ryan.
Ryan?
Yeah.
Hello, Ryan.
Ryan, what is it that your dad doesn't know, sir?
When I was like 14 years old, me and my kid brother was home alone, and we was playing with his handguns. We lived in the neighborhood, and there was some birds on the fence behind the house, and I was going to try to shoot them and open the back sliding door, and they flew away. So I shut the door and was letting the hammer back down.
Yeah.
And it slipped, and I blew up the back sliding door, and all the neighbors came over, and I was real scared.
Well, how come your dad didn't know if all the neighbors came over?
Well, because we called the cops, and the cops came out, and I just told them I was sitting there doing the homework.
Hold on. This is all because a door was broken?
Well,
by gunfire.
You were playing with a gun.
And it was a sliding glass door that you shot out?
You shot the door out.
Well, I shut the door after the birds flew away, and I was releasing the hammer on the gun.
Okay, whatever. I'm sorry, he's got a headache.
Ryan shot the door.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Who's this, please?
But he didn't shoot the deputy.
Hello. Hi there.
Hi, this is Mike.
Hi there, Mike. Thank you for helping us out. Mike, what is it your dad doesn't know?
Well, my dad was a boss at Caesar's Palace years ago, and he got a young kid a job as a crap dealer there. So the kid was thankful, and what he did is he rolled my dad a joint with hash oil on it. And it was in a cigarette pack of my dad's medicine cabinet, and my mom thought it was mine. And I told her, you know, it's not mine, and so half of it was smoked. So she thought my dad had been smoking it. My dad thought I was smoking it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So he started blaming it on her that she had been smoking it.
You can't say the S word. You can't say that your dad was eating
that S. I'm totally
confused
by this story. Uh-huh.
What you just didn't hear that was deleted out was that his dad was eating Limburger cheese.
And, man, the mother thought that because he was eating Limburger cheese, he had to be high
to eat
that stinky cheese.
So what's the point? What doesn't your dad know?
My dad doesn't know that I'm the one who was smoking it.
Don't worry about
it,
son.
Point,
bye!
Let it go.
I'm going to file that under number 11, Mike and Pot.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Who's this?
Hey, this is Jerry.
Hi, Jerry. What is it your dad doesn't know?
I shot him in the eye with a BB gun when I was 11 and blinded him.
And he doesn't know it?
No, he doesn't know it. They called the...
Hold on, there's another guy. You can't say the S word. Even if you're scared S-less, you can't say S, please.
Apologize.
All right, so you're maintaining that you...
be a little quiet.
You're maintaining that you shot your father in the eye with a BB gun.
Yes, I did.
And blinded him.
Yes, I did.
Like both eyes?
No, just one eye.
He's blind in one eye. And why would you possibly want to tell him now?
Well, he's kind of infirmed. I mean, he's okay. I mean, he's in bed. He's actually in a hospice now. But, I mean, I'm not real sure I'd like to drop that on him. But
Hold on. Tell me how it is that you shot your dad and he didn't know that it was you.
A buddy of mine and I, we used to live out in Arizona by the desert, and we were shooting a BB gun across this pantry. It's called the Pantana Wash, and he was walking around in the backyard, and we were shooting lizards and things. And anyway, so he came walking out from the side of the house, and I actually did aim at him because I just wanted to hit him in the ass. But it hit him in the eye.
Oh, you tried to shoot him?
Yeah, well, not in the eye.
You tried to shoot him in the ass.
Anyway, those Red Ryder BB guns at, like, more than 30 feet are very...
You like the one in A Christmas Story?
Exactly.
You know what? You just lost.
Yeah, you're out.
Bye!
Liar.
You just lost.
Jerry the Liar.
If you even would have said Daisy... Is it Daisy the name of a
Red Ryder might be a fictitious BB
made
gun.
Up name, right?
Yeah. Isn't it?
I'll check. I don't think so.
I think it might be a fictitious BB gun.
That's too bad, because I thought that had potential.
And Red Ryder with that guy's age.
Hold on a second there. Johnny, what's up?
You can buy a Red Ryder BB gun, Daisy model, Red Ryder 1938 for $37.75.
Yeah, 1938.
Target has
No,
one.
But you can buy it today for $37.
Yeah.
But is it from 1938?
It's modeled after a gun from 1938, but it is a
Red Ryder. So it's like a retro, like they made it modern.
Mm.
Well, maybe they're still available.
Yeah. It just was too convenient that we were talking about it. You know, a Christmas story.
Right. It was good, though.
Yeah.
God damn, I wish people wouldn't screw this game up. Hello, Don and Mike show. Excuse me, who is this? I forgot our format.
This is Bob.
Yes, and what is it your dad doesn't know?
Well, when him and my mom went on their 30-year anniversary trip to Hawaii, I deflowered my girlfriend in their bed. And they don't know about it.
Don't worry about it there, son.
You'll be fine, son.
Don't worry about it.
Exactly. I figure my dad will be proud, right?
You don't have a chance at this game.
Go ahead and tell him.
Well, we're going to go to round number two. I don't know if we have only one finalist. Mike,
I don't remember who the finalist was, but I wrote everybody down.
Was the guy's name Tony, our finalist?
Yeah, Tony replaced his father's pills with sugar and then took them for himself. Tylox.
He's our finalist. Who did we talk to that we sent away?
At the very beginning of the game, we spoke to Brian, who was a dumbass. Josh, who said he put sugar in his dad's gas tank. Angela, who never got out of the box, so to speak. Chris, who was arrested for credit card fraud. Barry, who put pot in his dad's pipe. Tony, of course, that I mentioned, replaced the pills with sugar. Rob, who was trying to have his stepdad deported. Patrick, who had a gay experience on a trip to California. Ryan, who shot the door out. Mike, who smoked pot. Jerry, who shot and blinded his father in the eye with a Red Ryder BB gun in Arizona. And Bob, who deflowered his girlfriend in his parents' bed. There they all are, Don.
Out of those, there are the guys.
Yes, sorry, aren't they fantastic?
Out of all those calls, the only one that we can think of going with right now would be the guy that was stealing his dad's pills. Right.
Tony, who replaced his father's pills with sugar and then took them for himself. Until, of course, they got down to the last few pills. Then he'd leave half of the medication in there.
So if you think you can do better,
right,
this is your last chance to call.
So far, our only finalist is a guy named Tylox Tony.
And our number is 877-365-3636.
Good luck, everyone.
And man, if you did shoot your dad's eye out, don't make us not believe you.
Right? I know.
That could have been so good.
We could have called the hospice.
Be like talking to Junior Soprano. Yeah. All right, so keep them coming.
I shot my dad's eye out with a Red Ryder BB gun.
You're just standing here because
you're a nice guy. I'm a nice
guy. We're going to go to break. I understand.
We're nice guys. We're going to break.
Okay, gotcha. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I, Frank Dean, would like to formally announce that I am running red lights far too often.
Hi, I'm Mark. I run stop signs and weave in and out of traffic. What do you do?
Remember me? Last weekend? Tailgater.
The first step in changing behavior is admitting you have a problem.
Good morning, class. I'm Mrs. Johnson, and I'm a speeder.
Good morning, Mrs. Johnson, the speeder.
Yeah, I've got 10 years riding hogs and 9 years aggressive driving.
Aggressive driving is a serious problem.
See the guy over there in the blue? That's Margie's husband. He's the kid's coach. He says he's a speeder.
Hi, folks. I'm the doctor on call tonight and a crazy lane changer.
Impressive resume, Mike. I see you're quite an aggressive driver.
It's time to stop driving aggressively. Area law enforcement are targeting aggressive drivers with tickets, fines, and points. Stop or be stopped. The Smooth Operator Program is tough on aggressive drivers.
SmoothOperatorProgram.com.